You're listening to Half-Assed Podcast. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Patreon.
That's not good.
What up?
Welcome.
Hey.
This is Pete, and you're listening to Half-Assed Podcast.
This is Jude.
And I am she who shall not be named.
All right.
Brixton.
Pretty name. That didn't last long.
And today, we're going to cover... Dun, dun, dun.
The EAP.
What?
EAP. Yeah, Edgar Allan Poe. EAP. Yeah, right. You know me. I'm down with EAP.
Who's down with EAP?
Me.
Everybody. So you were the one singing it.
I forgot.
I probably wasn't even alive when it came out.
I forgot the words. Yeah, so I really enjoyed kind of looking him up. Like, so I didn't... So growing up my whole life, like, I've read Edgar Allan Poe, and he... Well, I'm kind of like gothic. I'll admit it. So I really enjoyed his stuff because it was, like, dark and dismal.
You're, like, gothic now? Or you were
I think once you're gothic, you can never, like... Yeah, you can never, like, get rid of it. You're just, like, there...
Once you go black, you don't go back.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. Like, once you go EAP... I'm not wording well.
All right, I'm sorry, continue.
But yeah, so like learning about his personal life, I had no idea that he was like how he was. Like, so he, I imagine that he'd be more like H.P. Lovecraft and be like
dark, like a recluse.
Yeah, a recluse, dark, dismal, like not social. But since he was raised as a Southern gentleman, I also didn't know that he was Southern.
I don't think he was Southern.
He was totally Southern. He's from South Carolina. He was raised as a Southern gentleman. Like, so...
I think it got different at Ground Poe.
He was born in Boston, Massachusetts.
He was born in Boston.
1809.
Yeah. So he was born in Boston. His dad left. And he was being raised by his mom. And his mom died at the age of 24 whenever Edgar Allan was 2. So at that point, a family took him in.
The Allans,
yep. And they taught him to be a Southern gentleman. Because he was a tobacco merchant. He was a Scottish tobacco merchant, and they raised him in South Carolina.
I have Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, that's probably...
But that's not too...
That's probably right.
That's not too far apart, though.
I didn't write down any notes. You're probably okay. Right. I just know that he's Southern.
It's still South, yeah.
It is South. So Boston.
So he was super social and very, very friendly. And he was poor most of his life. And almost every woman that he ever loved died of tuberculosis. But
The consumption.
But he was known to be very, very well liked and very social until he became an editor. And then they called him like, oh, I should have written that down.
He was well liked by everybody but his foster father.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're
Mr.
right.
Mr. Allan.
So they kept talking about his father, and I was like, I thought his dad died.
Mm-hmm. No, his dad just disappeared.
But they never really said his foster father. I mean, although, yeah. Oh, yeah, his dad disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah. So mom died.
Yeah, well, before the mom died. So his mom and his dad were 2 theater people.
His real biological?
Parent. Yeah. Okay. His birth mother, his birth father were theatrical people. And then his mom was more well-liked than his dad, and his dad was getting more and more jealous. So his dad, whenever she was pregnant with like their second or third kid, he up and left. So then she was left with trying to raise 3 kids on her own as a person in the theater that didn't make a lot of money. And then she got consumption or tuberculosis, and then she died. So all of the patrons that really loved her work or loved her as a person took in their kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the Allans were fans.
Yep.
How did they, meet these Bostonians when they're from Virginia?
I feel like
travel wasn't that awesome.
Well, they traveled a lot because whenever they, Edgar was a teenager, they went to Dublin, Ireland. They're originally from, Scotland or Ireland. And then they moved to London. And then, so he was well-rounded. They traveled a good bit.
I'm just saying travel then was more difficult than now.
Yeah.
Because we could just hop in a car and be in Richmond today.
Right. Well, I would imagine they probably lived in Boston or were staying in Boston to see her in the theater there.
His parents were from England.
Oh.
And then they moved over here. His mother did, but I'm not quite sure. Yeah, I think they both moved over here.
Wait, the Allens?
Yeah. No. Edgar Allan Poe's parents.
The Poes.
Were the theater people, and they were from England.
Yeah.
And then they moved to Boston.
Yeah, yeah. And then he was asking how the Allens met them in Boston.
Yeah, I don't know.
It didn't say anything.
They were probably hanging out at the theater.
Yeah,
they're on vacation.
They said that it was just like theater patrons. I watched like 3 documentaries.
That's crazy to like adopt the child of like an actress because you thought she was a good actress.
Huh. Well, not only that, she was only 24 whenever she died. So they were like, it's kind of heartbreaking. She's a young mom trying to like, she's really good at acting. She's doing the best that she can to raise these 3 kids. And then she dies. And then Edgar was like 2 whenever she died. And he watched it. Like he was in the room while she was like coughing up blood and watched his mom die. Which is nuts.
I did listen to another podcast today about them. And they said that the 3 kids were split up and they were all raised by wealthy families, but they were separated.
Yeah. Like Edgar was by himself.
It sucks.
Yeah. You think it would have been better to keep them together?
I think so. Even like today, keep your brothers and sisters together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think like a 2-year-old would remember any of that?
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so. But he was like the middle kid, I would think, because dad left while she was pregnant.
Right. But, like, do you mean like
seeing, so there's an older one.
Do you mean like seeing his mom die? Like remember seeing that?
Right.
Like that's going to be traumatic. Although you're not going to be able to remember it, it's going to imprint in your brain. So the first 5 years of your life, whatever you see, it gets imprinted. So although you might not be able to recall it, like it shapes your developmental like aspect.
Gotcha.
It's probably why like he wrote a poem called The Red Faced Death. And I think that has to do with tuberculosis because, like, you start coughing up blood.
Hmm.
He wrote a lot about young women dying and...
Yeah. But what my favorite part about him was is that, like, in this time, he looked at women as, like, things to be respected and honored. And, like, he loved his mom. Like, mm-hmm. he loved his stepmom. So his mom died. He goes to move in with this foster family. The foster dad... It's not very, like, he raises them as best as he can. Like he was raised well. Like, he got good schooling. He got, like, good food, good clothes, whatever. And then his stepmom fell ill with tuberculosis.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right? So then he, I think he's, like, 17 at this time.
And yeah, but he was away at school. And his stepdad did not tell him this happened.
Oh, really?
From what I read.
Huh. In one of the documentaries, it said that she got ill with tuberculosis whenever Edgar was still there.
Oh, okay.
And then he, because her husband started taking mistresses in the house. Mm-hmm. Edgar had a problem with it because he thought it was disrespectful. So then that's when his stepdad sent him away to school.
Okay.
And then sent him with enough money to make it to school or to college. But not enough money to like get food mm-hmm. or like anything.
No clothing. Like, yeah. No extra money at all. It was just for the schooling itself. Yeah.
Okay. So he went for arts, right? It was some sort of art.
Oh, I don't know. I know he was like drawing and.
I think it started with an S, whatever it was.
S?
Judy's on the case. She'll find out.
I'm looking for it.
But he ended up dropping out after not too long and he joined the military.
Yeah.
Right.
Am I skipping too much?
Nope.
Okay. He joined the artillery, and by the time he was 26, he had risen to the highest rank that he could get, which I think was sergeant major of the artillery. That was the highest rank you could get before becoming an officer, which he probably had to be college educated to become an officer. You do now, at least.
Huh.
So I don't know if that was the case back then, 1800s.
I don't know either.
There probably wasn't that many college educated people. I don't know. I'm making that up. But
Did you see that he changed his name to Jordan?
Yeah, I don't understand why.
Because there's debtors after him for school. Because like, in order to try to like make ends meet, he picked up gambling. And he got a $2,000 debt back then. So he contacts his stepdad.
Oh, they said that that's equivalent of $50,000 to $75,000 today.
Holy hell. Like, how do you gamble that much?
I know.
Walk out. You're not good.
Yeah, I didn't put it together that that was why he used a fake name. Mm-hmm. And he was only 18 years old. But he said he was 22. Huh. I don't know why he did all that, but the gambling debt, like hiding from that, I guess makes sense.
Yeah.
Wonder if he ever paid it back.
He went, and his name was Edgar A. Perry instead of Poe. Very creative.
EAP.
Yeah. When he went to college, he was engaged to Sarah Elmira Royster. Did you read
about her? I don't know. I didn't hear anything about her.
Then he came back after leaving before he joined the military, and she was engaged to somebody else.
That so hussy.
They think that, well, women couldn't make up their minds, that their parents had to arrange everything back then. So they think that her family was very well-to-do, and the family heard about his gambling debts and things.
Oh.
So they got her engaged to a different guy, but his heart was broken.
Hmm. His heart was broken a lot.
Yeah, it was.
Well, he found true love.
Eventually. Eventually.
That was like my least favorite part about learning about him.
So, like I said, he was 26 years old by the time he reached that highest rank. Mm-hmm. And he was ready to like leave the military. He was kind of done with it. And I believe he asked his father if he could come back. And his father said...
Stepdad.
You're not my dad.
I only took
Mr. Allen.
His dad said that he had to go to West Point.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went to West Point and promptly dropped out.
Yeah, they said that you couldn't drop out of West Point.
Oh.
And so he was trying to get... Did you read about that?
No, I
didn't. Yeah, he was trying to... Like, he got like 1,000 demerit points in a year or something because he kept like... They said that he even came to like roll call wearing nothing but his boots.
Oh.
Wow.
Trying to get kicked out.
Wow.
And this was after he wrote his first book, which I think is why he wanted to get out of the military, because he wanted to be a writer. So that's when after he wrote that first book, is when he got sent to West Point.
I think it's also that, and also after you to his stepdad, you know? Yeah,
probably.
I don't understand how he got promoted to that high. Well, I guess it was just he was ready. He probably was really into it.
Right. He was.
And then whenever he was done, he was done.
Right.
And he's really like.
Why did he ask his stepdad?
Because he's rich. He's a tobacco merchant.
Yeah, they said he was like had like $17 million.
Okay. So that's why. Because he could like, make life real good.
Yeah.
Real easy.
And did you see whenever his stepdad died? Am I fast forwarding?
I didn't. I have no idea about.
So whenever his stepdad died, he left nothing to Edgar, but he left everything to illegitimate children.
Mm.
He hated them.
They didn't like each other.
Mm-mm. It's so crazy.
But they said that when Edgar was a young child, his wife would dote on him, and he kept saying, "You're going to make the boy weak."
His wife being?
The stepmom.
The stepdad's wife.
The stepdad's wife, yeah, Mrs. Allen.
What does dote mean?
Like she just was like, oh, honey. Like, she was, like, always, like, babying him.
Yeah, I saw that she showered him with, like, they said that she showered him with, like, love and affection.
Ugh.
Who needs that?
Well, no little boy needs his mom to love him. You're going to make him weak.
Yeah.
Going to make him emo.
Gets his hair, well, I mean, look at his hair.
Yeah. Look at his hair.
So he dropped out of the military, and what did he start doing? Did he start editing yet?
I think so. Is that whenever he moved back in with his aunt, or like the lady that had his cousin?
Is that I don't know, but cousin comes up real fast.
I guess that would be his aunt, right? No. Yeah, yeah. Like your aunt would have, yeah, because I have, yeah, you're my aunt and you have my cousins.
So this was in Baltimore, Maryland, right?
Yeah. So he lived with them for a bit whenever they were younger.
Judy has something to say.
Well, you said he was 26 at the time.
Whenever he left the military, I'm pretty sure. When he left the military.
Sure. And when he was living with his aunt, he was 26. So it happened. Okay.
So he probably went straight from there to there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's the connection. Because his stepdad was like, hard no.
All right. Moved to Maryland with his aunt, whom he had lived with at some point
before. Maryland or Boston? I don't know if she lives in... Does that matter?
They're different places, but it doesn't matter to the story. But I'm pretty confident that the aunt lived in Maryland.
Okay.
Baltimore, Maryland.
I'm not confident in either place.
It's okay.
So I will trust you.
You could be, right? I don't know. I don't have it here for some reason.
All I know is...
He moved from some eastern city to another one.
Yep.
The city doesn't matter.
He didn't move. All that matters is that he didn't go back to his stepdad's. And he didn't go and live on his own. He moved in with his aunt, where his cousin lived.
Who was exactly half of his age. She was 13.
Whenever they got married? I thought that she got married at 12. I might have that wrong, though. I should have took notes. Why don't I do this?
It says 13. She was 13.
I took notes.
They got married.
And then I left them. All right. I didn't take them with me. Took notes.
That's all right. We're figuring it out.
Didn't bring them. I didn't bring notes.
To hear this, I was not happy about hearing that 26-year-old.
It's a different time.
It is a different time. I don't think it was accepted, though. It wasn't
what. Oh, no? It still wasn't okay? So.
Mm. No, because they still called her his child bride and stuff like that. I think for me... What all this shows me is that he was, like, not right in the head. You know, like, cause as a little kid, he watched his mom die. He moves in with his step-parents. He watches his stepmom die.
Maybe he thought if he got a really young bride, she would be around for a while.
Yeah, there was another lady that he was in love with. It was his first love. And he watched her die. Like, everybody's dying around him. So then... Yeah, maybe he thought, like, if he went with the young. And then she ends up getting sick with tuberculosis eventually and dying way before him. It's crazy. This dude's had a crazy life. Like, everybody around him dies. But he still stays upbeat and happy, unlike H.P. Lovecraft.
Mm-hmm. Well, he does get depressed.
Yeah.
He does get depressed after his wife dies because apparently they were very, very in love with each other.
Oh, my God. Judy just killed his wife.
No, Brittany did.
Oh, Brittany killed. I wasn't listening when you did it.
She died of consumption.
Oh, my goodness.
She did.
Rip.
How old was she whenever she died?
24.
Oh, what?
24.
I thought his mom was 24.
They had 11 beautiful years together.
They did.
That's a long time. Okay.
However, before she died...
What'd she do?
He had started hanging out with a woman. And what was her name?
Oh, the woman. The girlfriend?
Yep.
I don't know. Elizabeth, no. It might have been Elizabeth.
What was Elizabeth's last name?
Is it Cairns? Cairns?
I think it was.
Cairns. I think Elizabeth was the next girl.
Oh, okay.
I guess there is stuff that's worth noting while he's with this child bride. Because he writes, what's the first one he writes? While she's dying, he writes...
I'm looking up the other girl.
So. Please do.
He writes the Nevermore story because he's like, "Will I ever see my Lenore?" And quote the Raven, "Nevermore." So he wrote that song. He wrote that poem while she was dying, like in her deathbed. The child bride. I don't even remember her name.
Elizabeth? Virginia.
Oh, Virginia.
Virginia.
Everybody's Elizabeth.
She's looking at the names and she's saying the wrong ones.
Virginia. Yes.
And then, so after Virginia dies, the child bride, he writes Annabelle Lee, which is also another one of his best written stories or well-known stories. How about off of Quote the Raven? What is the name of that? Is it Quote the Raven? Or is it, it's the Raven.
It's called the Raven. Yeah.
Quote the Raven?
Brittany.
Why are you saying Quote the Raven?
Because that's the ending line. It's Quote the Raven, Nevermore. But it's just called The Raven.
So I wanted to ask about this. Hmm. Baltimore Ravens is the football team.
Oh.
Do you think that they're named after that?
Maybe.
Oh.
I kind of think so.
It is black and purple, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very gothic. I didn't look it up.
It might be the city's colors, though. Like Pittsburgh's, like our seal is black and yellow.
Yeah, but somebody had a, does that have anything to do with steel? You'd think we've been black and silver or black and steel gray.
The yellow, blue, and red little triangles, or not triangles, diamonds, those represent like the things you need to make steel or something like that.
Red equals the blood of Christ. White is the purity. I'm talking about candy canes.
What?
Yeah, like for candy canes, the white is the, it has to, it's cocaine. Symbolized. No, that is the opposite of purity.
Candy cane.
Candy cane. There you go. Red's the blood of Christ. White is the purity and innocence of Christ. They're the child, I don't know. We're not doing Christmas.
They teach all this at pagan Sunday school class?
I didn't go to pagan Sunday school. I went to Christian Sunday school.
Which Judy, made her a pagan.
How are you? How are you coming on them names?
I don't know. I don't know what her name was. But damn. I think she was the mother of one of his schoolmates. The lady that died, she also died of tuberculosis. But she helped him write with the writing, and he was so heartbroken.
You're right.
Is that what you're talking about, Pete?
No.
No.
But whatever the woman after Virginia was named, Virginia was still alive, and he started seeing her. But I don't think it was romantic. Osgood. Osgood, yes.
I gotcha.
So
Francis
and Osgood. Virginia liked Osgood.
Yeah,
like they were pals. But then another woman got jealous of the relationship that Osgood had with Poe, and so she started writing Poe letters. And Poe just, he never opened them. He just like kept them. And then after a while, he returned them to her. And he was like, please stop sending me letters. I'm not interested.
Wow.
And so she sends her brother to Poe's house to get the letters, even though he had already given them to her. And I guess she told her brother that he wrote the letters. Like, he wrote all the letters to her and that like he was bothering her, so like
she was trying to get him beat up.
She was trying to like make him look bad.
Yeah,
that sucks.
That does suck. Well, I mean, like, this dude,
did I explain that right? I feel like I said it backwards or something.
So
she wrote the letters and then she sent her brother to get them, even though he's like, I already gave him back to her.
Right. And then she told her brother that Poe was actually the one writing her letters, and that was bothering her.
Right.
So you go get those letters that I don't want.
I think she was pretending like he wrote them to himself. I think is what she was trying to do.
It's even more weird.
It's like super middle school.
Yeah, it's of them. Weird. Well, I mean, picking the age of his wife, you know, you don't know.
Oh, true. Yeah. He was stuck in like sixth grade.
But I think that you're right, Jude. Like whenever, after Virginia died, the child bride, he started seeing the mother of his older, his first love that died of tuberculosis, that was like a schoolmate.
Mm-hmm. The mom. Is that Osgood or is that somebody different?
I don't know.
I think somebody different.
I don't have any names written down.
Yeah.
And then she gets sick and she dies. And then afterwards, like, dude gets like super desperate and crazy and just starts to like write a bunch of letters to a bunch of different girls. And like, is just trying to like, he felt like he couldn't be complete without a female counterpart. So then after all these people have died, like, and towards the end of his life, he was getting sick and he was just trying to frantically look for somebody to be with.
But he also, at that time, was a well-known poet and writer, so there were a lot of women who were enamored with him and his writing.
They were showing like a bunch of different letters though. So he was writing practically the same letter to like a bunch of different girls.
Just like a form letter.
Yeah, just trying to get somebody to settle down with, kinda. Hmm. He was getting desperate. And desperation never looks good on anybody, people. Never.
Never. That's good.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I have left is like leading up to his death.
Right. Same.
Pretty much, I have the same. I mean,
so is he in New York? Whenever, I think he was in New York, and he left.
No, he there was like an engagement or something, or somebody agreed to starting to see him, or yeah, no, it was engagement. Somebody agreed to marry him, and then he said he was going to go to New York to inform somebody that he was engaged to this girl, and then he disappeared for like
a month. I think it was. It was from September to October.
That's a month.
And it was, it was election day whenever he was found.
Oh yeah.
They found him on a ditch, just outside of Baltimore, wearing clothes that didn't belong to him.
Yes, but he was gone for 6 days. Nobody knew where he was. Oh, okay,
it was a week. Yeah. It was from September to October, but it was a week. and he was delirious.
And his clothes that didn't belong to him were soiled.
Yeah,
like
he had somebody else's them. Somebody else's
soiled them.
What?
Yeah, that's the way they made it sound.
Oh. So. They
hear the soiling part, but that's gross.
There was a voter fraud, a form of voter fraud called cooping. Did you hear about this?
I heard about it. I've never heard about it before, though.
This. Oh, yeah.
Cooping. I learned about this in college. I don't remember why.
I didn't go to college. I don't know why.
Not cooping, but Edgar Allan Poe. Okay. But we did talk about this. I remember.
Huh.
It was like my sociology teacher that talked to me about it.
That's super interesting.
Yeah, tell us more, Pete.
Yeah, tell us more. What's cooping?
Cooping is whenever you dress people up in different clothes and give them different hairstyles and wigs and stuff to go and vote multiple times as different people. So they think that might have been what Edgar Allan Poe was doing, and they would pay these people to do that with alcohol. Which would explain why he was delirious and potentially why somebody had pooped the clothes.
Or why they weren't his.
Right. Yeah. They would change the clothes each time.
I did hear that there was like a group that would go around and like kidnap people.
Yes.
Drug them.
Yeah.
With opium.
Oh.
Or alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And then make them change clothes and go back around and vote again. All they had to do was sign an X when they're voting. So you didn't actually have to sign a name.
Oh.
So.
Oh, how times have changed.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a check mark now. And it's electric.
I don't know. So they also, one of the podcasts I was listening to said that they think that Poe had, there's several things that could have happened to him. Do you guys have any theories on how he died?
How he got to that?
How he died.
Not really. I only saw that he got sick. Like, whenever they found him and he was delirious, they took him to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And then that he was sick and then he passed away. But that's all I know.
No, so, got nothing.
I read that when they found him in the ditch, he told the guy that found him, contact this friend of mine. He was a writer, but he was also a doctor. So he went and found him. The guy took him to the hospital, but they quarantined him, wouldn't let anybody come in, but they said that he couldn't, like, they asked him questions like, where are your clothes? Like, where are your things? What happened to your things? And he would say nonsensical things like, in the hamper or something, like, or, in, I don't know, like, a feed box or whatever, and then they'd ask him again and he would say they're in my house, or every time they asked him the same question he had a different answer, like it wasn't sinking in. But they said that he had epilepsy, so
he was at a rave.
Could happen before that.
So they go to New York, he's out partying.
So they said it could be epilepsy, could have caused something to happen in his brain. Maybe he blacked out for too long or didn't get enough oxygen or didn't, like... But when whoever found him, he did say the name of this guy. And I guess that was the last coherent thing he said. But they also said that they think that he may have had a form of... I forget what it's called, but it makes people allergic to alcohol. But usually Native Americans and Asians have it where they can't drink. Their body doesn't produce this enzyme to break down the alcohol in the system. So if somebody has this, it takes very little alcohol to get the same effect.
But he was like, he was an alcoholic and a drunk for a while.
Well, that was just a rumor. They don't know how much of that is true. Although they did say that he could go without drinking for a long period of time and then binge or whatever. But they said that the doctor originally thought that he had drank. And then later on, he drank too much and ended up in the ditch. And then later on said that that was incorrect. There was no other symptoms of him having any kind of alcohol.
Sensitivity or allergy?
Yeah, they didn't know what caused this to happen. But then I heard on a podcast that they think that it could have been, carbon monoxide poisoning, because they had just started with the gas lanterns in homes and hospitals started using the gas lanterns to light the rooms.
But could he not have, like, recovered from that? Like, once he had, after you get enough oxygen, do you not come back?
I think after so long, maybe it causes permanent damage, I would think.
Oh, no.
But it causes confusion and... What? What are you going to say?
Nothing. I was yawning.
Okay. You bored, Pete.
I mean, just kill him already.
He's dead.
He's long dead.
I've got no idea, Jude.
Mm. I guess that if they're not going to do it, they're not going to exhume him then.
Do it. Let's go get him.
Let's get him.
I don't think there's really anything left at this point.
Yeah, the skull and bones went and got him.
They probably did.
They should. That'd be a good one to get.
But they said that, like, when he was in college, or maybe he... Oh, I think he was... excuse me. He was, like, 17. He was really athletic.
Oh, and yeah.
He would swim, like, 7 miles. I find it hard to believe that somebody that's that athletic would have the drunkenness I always assumed that he had. Like,
oh, Pete.
I'm dying.
We in quarantine.
You're going to make me start yawning.
Yeah, they said that he swam 5 miles up the canal or whatever. Yeah. And so he was known in, where did you say, Virginia?
Yeah.
He was known in Virginia famously for, like, swimming.
Mm-hmm. Long distances. And then he boxed, too.
Yeah, I think 5 miles upstream. But then later on in life, he was like any Neanderthal can do that. I think that's his quote.
I think maybe something like that. But I've never been able to do either one. Of course, I never tried boxing. Yeah, that could happen. I've never
tried swimming upstream.
I can't
any
swim.
Any amount of miles.
Yeah.
You can't swim at all?
No. Oh, I can
what
float.
Happens?
I sink.
Huh. You just told
just
me
got
you
got a big
float.
Head. I can float on my back. I don't know what it is.
Witches float, right?
Oh, we're not going to try that.
I don't know.
I could be a witch. I might not be.
No, because people float. Oh, wait. I think that was... Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember if witches...
Witches float. Good people sink.
Yeah,
but it's like, true. Oh, darn, they sunk. That sucks.
Everybody around me can't float except me, so I'm a witch.
But everybody should float.
If you have air in your lungs, you should be able to float.
Dead men float.
Oh, that's true too. I've heard that. So have you read anything by Edgar Allan Poe?
I read The Raven in school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I wanted to read something from him, but I just didn't have time. I was still finishing I finished a Necronomicon, and then I read
The what?
The one whenever we were talking about H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, okay.
Necronomicon.
Witches float. Innocent people sink. But that's what makes that messed up, is because everybody floats.
Not if you're, like, tied to a chair.
I haven't... It's fair. I haven't read anything from Edgar Allan Poe in a really long time. Like, years upon years. Like, I was a teenager.
Same.
But The Telltale Heart's really good.
That's the one with the heartbeat in the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I read that too.
That's what I like, I think, the best.
Yeah. It's kind of stupid.
Not for the
I'm
age.
Sorry, you guys both just said you liked it.
Not for the age that it... Well,
but you like The Rat Story by H.P. Lovecraft?
I thought it was good.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. H.P. Lovecraft got that idea off of...
He stole it.
I mean, he was inspired. Is there a short one that we can read?
You could read the one.
You could read it right now.
Annabelle Lee, if you want. That's a short one.
I don't know if we're allowed to read it.
Really?
I don't see why not. It's public knowledge.
It's right? been over 100 years since it was published.
I don't think he's going to have a problem with it. Oh, I have a fact here. What's so that? He had a cat, and when they found him, his friend decided to go check on the cat.
He caught the cat on fire.
But he didn't. No. The cat was dead, but they didn't say by fire or not. But oh, no. They went the same day they went to check, and the cat died, I think, the same day as Poe did.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. So maybe it was carbon monoxide. I think it's linked.
Hmm.
Might have somehow.
Been. Yeah, that's a really interesting fact.
So his cat was dead, and he was dead. So I wonder if that was something in the food. Did somebody poison him? Although he was dating a wealthy girl at the time, and her family didn't like him. And, oh, I know what it was. She was, her husband died. And he said in his will that if she remarried, she wouldn't get any of the inheritance, which I think amounted to like $24 million in today's money.
Yeah.
And she was like, we love each other. We don't care. Like, I don't care. And they think that maybe someone had him killed.
Okay, because he refused to sign that document. I remember seeing that. Like the mom of the girl was like, you need to sign this. And he got really offended.
To sign something to say that they're not.
Like that he doesn't have any claim to her inheritance.
Oh, okay.
Poe only had one coat. Like he was so poor that he only had one coat. So he would button it all the way up so you couldn't see his undershirt underneath. Because it was either dirty or ratty or he didn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
He only made $14 off of the Raven.
I know. That's crazy. I think I read that today's money would be like $325 or something.
Still,
ridiculous.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Yeah, like whenever you guys are saying like he's a well-known.
Mm-hmm.
Although maybe it only took him a day to write it.
That's true. I mean, he did write
I don't know.
Quite a few poems. I don't know what he was making on other things, but I don't think he made a lot, but he also made the choice. Like he
was one of the first writers to be paid for writing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've read. But he wasn't rich. He didn't, like, make a lot of money from it.
Mm-hmm. I saw that while he was an editor, too, people hated him because he was, like, no holds bar. Like, he was, like, mean and structured and or, like, strict. Maybe not mean. He was strict and expected you to do better work.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that whenever he died, the person that was in charge of all of his writings, what they did?
Uh-uh.
The guy, I don't remember who he was, but like Poe wasn't, they weren't friends. They didn't like each other. And he wrote like, I don't know if it was his obituary or if he just like wrote about Poe, but he wrote all these things like making him look bad. Like it may have been true, but it's like how we see him now. And it ended up making Poe even more famous because like people love hearing about how much of a mess people's lives are.
That's true.
So he ended up making Poe like more interesting. Maybe not more interesting. He was trying to like throw shade on him.
Right.
And it ended up like kind of backfiring and making Poe even more attractive to the viewers.
Good. You should never throw shade on your friend, especially one that just died.
They weren't friends.
Oh.
They were the opposite. They weren't enemies, I don't think, but they weren't pals. But it was the guy that was, I think he like owned all of Poe's writings whenever Poe died.
Oh, your NFL team, the Ravens?
Yeah.
It says the publication of the renowned poem of the Raven was inspired the name team name of the NFL Ravens. Okay. So you're right.
I thought that it could have been because it, I don't know. It could have just been a coincidence as well.
I thought this was an interesting fact. A month before his death, Poe joined the 19th century versions of Alcoholics Anonymous called the Sons of Temperance. Members took a public pledge against alcohol. And the pledge was printed in a newspaper, so obviously it wasn't anonymous, but...
Alcoholics in the newspaper. It's cool.
So was he? Yeah, I don't know.
So that kind of rolls out the
whole drunk thing.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, he could have fell off the wagon.
Yeah, but I mean, but, like, if you're going to have that sensitivity, you're going to have that sensitivity from birth. Like, it's not, you're not just all of a sudden going to develop it.
Right.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is, oh, that rules out the sensitivity.
Yeah,
or the I allergy. See what you're saying. I thought you were saying, well, that rules out him drinking.
Like, no, no.
He's at the alcoholics thing. Of course he could have.
You met my family? He left. Well, this side's good, but I mean, my parents, like, if you ever met my parents.
I have. Every time I met them, they seemed perfectly fine. But that was much later in life, I guess.
It was. I feel like the last time I saw her here, she was sneaking beer into, like, Sam's graduation or something.
So maybe. Was I.
Yeah, but... Sam's graduation?
Yeah, I think.
No, I wasn't.
No. She was here. It was my mom's funeral. After my mom's funeral.
Oh, that's it, because that's, like...
There was a big fight.
Yeah.
She that my husband may or may not have instigated. I don't know.
No, my mom, I'm sure that was equal parts.
Equal parts,
and she should have known not to bring alcohol to grandma's funeral. But that...
You guys didn't really drink back then, did you?
I mean, it wasn't that... It was that she left some alcohol in the yard where the kids were playing and walked away. And my husband was like, you don't leave an unattended can of beer in the yard. And then she just took offense and ran with it.
She had a, like, I remember with a shopping bag, like that you get, like, a plastic shopping bag you get at, like, Giant Eagle.
Yeah.
And she had beer, and she was trying to hide it from
everybody. She was sneaking
it,
but we were fine with it. It's like, why are you trying to sneak something that we don't care?
Yeah, yeah. I just
remember.
We were
providing it. Like, why are you in the yard sneaking stuff? What are you doing? Oh, she's funny.
She was.
She just didn't want you to know, is all.
Well, I guess. She was just, like... I don't know, rebellious. Mm-hmm. Like,
she had to always feel like she was getting away with something.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
It makes it more fun if you're sneaking it.
Yeah.
That could be it.
I think that's what it was.
And then she quit drinking and quit everything at the end of her life. Her story's like crazy. Her life story.
Yeah.
I wish I would have wrote any of it down because I'm sure that could have been a cool book.
You can write it now.
You can.
Oh, I don't remember most of it though.
I'll write it as you remember it.
I better do mine.
Before you forget it.
Yeah.
Did you look up a poem or anything, or no?
Oh, I did. Okay. I did. It's a bit long, though. It was... Did I? Yeah, I did. Okay. It was many and many a year ago, in a kingdom by the sea, that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabel Lee. And this maiden she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. I was a child, and she was a child. I don't know why she is italicized there.
I don't know.
I was a child and she was a child in this kingdom by the sea. But we loved with a love that was more than love. And I and my Annabel Lee. With a love that was that... Oh my gosh. With a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her to me. I'm not good at reading that loud.
You're fine.
Sometimes I'm all right, sometimes I'm not.
Just read in your head.
There we go. We can just sit here in silence for Annabel Lee. And this was the reason, long ago, in a kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out a cloud, chilling my beautiful Annabel Lee, so that her high-born kinsmen came and bore her away from me to shut her up in a sepulchre? In this kingdom by the sea, the angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know, in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of the cloud by the night, and chilling and killing my Annabel Lee. But our love, it was stronger by far than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we. And neither the angels in heaven above nor the demons down under the sea could ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabel Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee, and the stars will never rise, but I feel the bright eyes of my beautiful Annabel Lee. And so all the night tide I lie down by the side of my darling, my life, my bride. In her sepulchre there by the sea, in her tomb by the sounding sea. That's like really good for 1850, I feel.
Yeah.
Do you think that's like translated a bit? Because I feel like it would have been written a little bit differently. Like H.P. Lovecraft's style is like crazy.
And it wasn't as old.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if he wrote it like that.
I would think so. Why would they change it?
To make it easier for us to read?
Maybe. I don't think. They could have.
Anybody listening, if you know, let us know.
Maybe he just read it or wrote it so that the common folk would be able to understand a little bit better.
Oh, you know something else I don't get? It's like why he called her Lenore in one poem and then Annabelle Lee in another.
I think.
Maybe it rhymed better.
Oh, probably. Was that artistic freedom or?
Liberty.
Liberty? Yeah.
What were you going to say, Judy?
I don't know what I was going to say.
Liberty equals freedom. These colors don't run.
I take back what I said about Telltale Heart kind of sucking. What? It is good.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, like what made you change your mind?
I don't know. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But
did you read it while we were?
But it's no. I was just thinking about it.
Yeah.
No, it's good. That's all.
But I think H.P. Lovecraft say that he was inspired by writings of Poe?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And then Stephen King also said that he was inspired by both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I think Poe said that he was inspired by Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
He was, because whenever he was in the same town as her.
Okay.
Whenever the book came out. And so he...
Whenever what came out?
The Bride of Frankenstein.
Oh.
So it's a story about reanimating somebody that's dead that you loved.
We did a podcast on that, right?
No.
I don't think.
I've read about it for some reason.
Probably college.
Yeah. Maybe. And it is like, it's
very, I think he wrote it like during she wrote it during like a huge storm or something. She was snowed in for.
We should write down.
I really think we did one on
Mary Shelley?
Not on her specifically.
Of Frankenstein?
I don't know. We'll have to go back.
I don't know.
I definitely like researched it at some point. I'm
not reanimating anybody.
Yeah, I want to say like they were like stuck in the house whenever she wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
They were stuck in the house for like an entire summer because a volcano erupted.
We should really look into that and cover it.
We should. Because we could be really wrong.
Yeah. But that sounds crazy. I don't know.
Like a volcano erupted nearby and they were stuck inside the house for like a year. And she wrote that book.
All right. So we're going to rip it back here.
Yeah.
Poe was like really enamored by the story because it's reanimating a lost dead one or like a dead one that you loved. Mm-hmm. So he became enthralled by it after like seeing his mom die that way. And I think
that makes sense.
And I think he already
girlfriend and his wife and his mother-in-law.
I don't know how many people have died yet up until that point, but he was a teenager living in London, I think. Mm.
He lived in London?
He did, yeah. So he lived in, he was born in Boston, he lived in Virginia, and then the Allens took him to Dublin and then London.
Oh, I thought you were saying, earlier whenever we were talking, I thought you were saying that that's where they came from.
Oh, no.
I
no.
misunderstood.
He just moved around.
I do remember you saying that, but I misunderstood.
I misunderstood as well, I think.
Well, I'm glad that...
We cleared that up.
Yeah, because I'm sure anybody listening might have been confusing, and I'm sorry. Oh, also, did you know Black Sabbath came from
Liverpool,
Boston? Maybe.
Nah.
Is that right?
No.
Is that from like the same place?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. He's definitely from Britain. What in the hell? Like, they were saying
Boston might have been from Boston. Oh, might have.
That username checks out. like in one of the documentaries they said that Black Sabbath was inspired by Edgar Allan Poe because like whenever you listen to like the first album,
mm-hmm.
it starts with the bell tolling and like a bunch of other stuff that's set in the same like setting as Edgar Allan Poe's stories.
I love that first album.
Same. For who the bell tolls.
that's Metallica.
Time like that is. right.
But that's the song that was like popping into my head too. When you said,
it
when
was
the
not
bell
popping
tolls.
In my head. I'm like,
I don't know what Black Sabbath song has a bell, but I wouldn't be surprised.
There is a bell.
Yeah.
I can't think of the
name
of it.
And it's just going. I can hear it in my head. Where are the lyrics?
I don't
War
know.
Pigs.
War Pigs?
Don't do that. Because that's a Black Sabbath song, but that's not like the song I heard in my head. Oh, well.
I don't know them well enough to know what's from their first album. Anyway.
I thought I did, but it was apparently Metallica.
I feel like Poe's probably... Anybody that has any sort of dark writing is probably going to say Poe's...
An inspiration.
Yeah, that's not the word I was looking for, but that's basically it.
What? Where were you looking for?
I don't know, or I would have said it.
That's fair.
I'm working on it. It'll come. What'd you learn today?
I learned that they thought that he might have died of carbon monoxide poisoning or having a sensitivity or an allergy to alcohol, because I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
I learned that the two of you like Black Sabbath's first album.
Well, I thought I did. I was thinking of Metallica. I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
I learned that both of you know who Metallica is.
Mm. What? Of course we know.
Yeah.
All right. Say goodbye, girls.
Goodbye, girls.
Get off my planet.
Don't be a jagoff.
Thank you for listening to Half-Ass Podcast. You can check us out online at Facebook, Instagram, and Patreon.